This is Amber Ray.
And Rusty Tanton.
And you're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show that weeps for the future. It is June
4th?
3rd.
4th? 3rd? 4th?
June 3rd, Saturday night, and we're sitting here in the little impromptu sound booth that Rusty built with foam and duct tape and like wood slats and some sides of cube walls, and it's really great.
It's pretty spectacular, if I do say so myself.
We have a different format of a show tonight for you because we like to mix it up a little. Our show doesn't have a set format, so we're just going to try out a little talk show format banter between the two of us. And we have a few topics on the agenda. Let's see. What should we just hop right in?
I think we should just hop right in.
We have a lot of things that we want to get
to. Reading the list here, so.
Okay. Handling pool wood. What do you find?
Well, you know, you got a little problem there because if you let the pool wood droop too far, then you got yourself a tent on your hands. So that's not good. You know, the flip side is you can try to tuck it up under your waistband. But the problem with that is that if you tuck it too far, then, you know, the head of your cock is sticking out of the top of your bathing suit. And that's always...
That's socially unacceptable.
That's socially unacceptable. So someone who is skilled at the art of tucking pool wood can manage to get the head just in the right spot under the waistband so that there is no head of cock revealed from the top of the bathing suit. And it doesn't droop too far below the waistband, hence pool wood tent.
It sounds like you've given this a lot of thought.
I have. You know, I spent many a summer walking around dirty-ass whitewater in Cobb County trying to hide my pool wood.
Wow. Would you say that sitting is preferable if you can?
I think hiding in a corner somewhere is preferable.
With your head hung in shame?
Well, no. I would try, you know, and this might encourage you not to play the video games at Whitewater, but I would go to the arcade at that point, and I would lean up on the machine while I was playing, waiting for the pool wood to go away, which, you know, is a problem because the warmth of the machine, you know, kind of encourages the wood.
Wow, there just seems to be no good solution.
Pool wood's a bitch, I'll tell you.
Well, listeners, if you have suggestions on dealing with pool wood, please feel free to submit them in the comments or via email, and we'd like to get a discussion, a dialogue about this going, because we feel that, you know, with summer here now, it's a very relevant and pressing concern.
I agree.
All right. Okay, well, the next item on the list is shit Rusty said in his sleep.
I've said a few things in my sleep.
I mentioned some of them in a blog post. The best one by far, no contest, no competition, is do you want me to throw it over or throw it out?
I wish you'd answered that.
I wish I had answered that, but I was so puzzled and half awake at the time. that's the best thing that Rusty said in his sleep. Recently, he said a two-parter, woke me up with this expression of concern. It was like, oh, and then a few seconds pause, and then, well, that might have something to do with electric light bulbs. And that was...
I wish I knew what I was talking about, because that must have been quite a story I had going on in my head, that it would end with such shock and alarm, and then a resolution of, well, that might have something to do with electric
light bulbs. It's not really a resolution, though, because it only might have something to do with
electric
light bulbs.
Well, a possible resolution.
Yeah. And then the meta one, I guess, was when you said, I'm so tired, over and over again. Well, you were clearly asleep.
Yeah. You know, when you're asleep, I guess you qualify as tired.
I don't know, because you're sleeping, so you're taking care of that tiredness. I don't know. Do I talk in my sleep ever?
Well, you know, the problem is that my sleep patterns are so messed up that I'm not ever really awake enough to really be able to know whether you talk or not.
You could say my sleep patterns are fucked up. I took a nap for about 3 hours earlier tonight.
That's true.
But I'm all right with that. My therapist says that I should get a lot of sleep.
Yeah, I agree. You do drool on your pillow, though.
Oh, God. I drool copiously.
Yeah, I was
gonna, on anything that I happen to be sleeping on.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty well a given that, you know, if Amber's been asleep somewhere, there's going to be a puddle of saliva there.
Yes, and it is a puddle.
It's quite a puddle, in fact.
It can be embarrassing.
You know. I personally am not really bothered by drool. I guess the drooler is going to be more embarrassed.
Well, it's not even that. I mean, I'm not embarrassed here, but you know, if I go to visit somebody, they let me borrow a pillow. And
oh, what?
Oh, this is a topic, isn't it?
I guess it is. Amber chooses to mispronounce the word
pillow.
I don't choose
to mispronounce it. This is how I've always pronounced it. It's not a choice. Well, at this point, it's a choice because, as in, I'm not going to choose to revise my pronunciation just to fit a preconceived norm of how the word should be pronounced.
This coming from the linguist here.
Yes, and one of the fundamental principles of linguistics is that language is always changing and should not be prescriptive in nature.
So can I make up my own words?
It doesn't work that way.
Well, you're making up your
own
words.
I'm not making up my own words. This is how I pronounce an existing word.
You're making
word.
Up your own pronunciation of the word.
Pronunciation. See, look, you just pronounced something incorrectly.
Yeah, so I'm making up my own pronunciation.
Well, Ryan knew somebody, apparently, that used to say it as pillow, and they would beat him with pillows.
What?
With the items in question, and shout, "What's it called? What's it called?" until he would say it the way that they deemed was the correct way. Fortunately, no one has ever...
I think that's an appropriate punishment.
Are you going to beat me with pillows?
No.
Okay. Ryan said he wouldn't beat me with pillows either.
No, I'm not actually going to beat you with pillows.
My mom says it as pillow, and that's where I get it. And now at this point, I feel like I have to take it on as this mantle of, it's my cause to uphold my pronunciation of pillow.
Mm.
It's what naturally comes out of my mouth. It's not a choice. I'm comfortable with it.
Fair
it would
enough.
Feel wrong for me to go around saying pillow.
I see, that sounded better.
I can hardly bring myself to say it now.
What's so disturbing about it?
It's just, it doesn't feel right to me.
Well, I think we've beaten this one into the ground. How about the next topic?
We have a new segment that we're going to introduce, and we're going to go the long way around doing it because we have some related topics to discuss. I'll give you the little teaser intro. We have a new segment that we're going to start including on our shows called We Weep for the Future. And it involves MySpace and MySpace profiles. Now, we both have MySpace profiles. Maybe to our disdain, whatever.
I'm strictly whoring.
That's mostly what I'm doing. But look, MySpace isn't going anywhere, so...
Yeah, it's kind of hard to deny it.
But if you put your high school into MySpace, which I've done, and I'm starting to maybe rethink whether I should just take it off.
I did it, too.
I know you did. And if you do that, what happens is you get people from high school messaging you. Some of them I'm okay talking to. One of them was a guy from Augusta Prep, which is where I actually enjoyed going to high school. Messaged me. I'd actually tried to call him several months ago when I was in Augusta. And I actually, don't mind talking to him. But by and large, you get people, or I get people, who I...
Not a single person has contacted me. I guess I wasn't very popular.
Aww. Well, maybe they're all...
Or maybe they all thought
drunk
I was...
Drunk and... Yeah. Stoned, and we'll get to that in a minute.
We'll get to that momentarily.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I haven't had a million people contacting me. I've had maybe three from my other high school. And I really didn't want to talk to those people in high school. And I sure as hell don't want to talk to them now. And now they're messaging me, and what the hell am I going to say?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen her since 10th grade chemistry. We weren't really friends. What, now she lives in L.A., what am I going to say?
Hey, how's the weather out there?
I didn't message her back, because fuck that, you know? And I asked you this morning, are you going to your high school reunion?
I said probably not.
I think my answer is the same, because I don't really want to see any of
the people. The only way I would go to my high school reunion is if somehow I have a company that takes off and...
You want to rub it in everybody's face.
And I want to rub it in everybody's face.
I might go to the Augusta Prep reunion. I might go to the Evans reunion if like you mentioned, mm-hmm. I have a company that takes off.
Yes.
And
yes.
Go and see everybody who's gotten, you know, fat and pregnant.
Yeah, exactly. And be like, hey, look, I'm making money. How are you?
Preggers, lol.
Preggers, lols.
So on this note of high school bullshit... we have yearbooks here. I'd like to read a few selections from Rusty's yearbooks.
I think this is going to be spectacular.
I agree, because there's a lot of good material here. And it's hard to pick and choose, but we'll start.
I've got a few of Amber's, too, so after she reads mine, I'll read a couple
Rusty's
of hers.
Rusty's are way better, though. we'll start with Rusty's ninth grade yearbook. And there are a lot of misspellings and grammatical errors in here.
The only thing missing from some of these are the lols.
Yeah, this was really pre...
It was pre...
That stuff. This is 1994, and the theme was One World, Many Colors.
Yeah.
So that's deep.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have anything to add about that?
I...
This nice little planet graphics on the yearbook cover. Somebody bought the clip art.
And queer as a box of birds.
Thanks, Dwayne, for that phrase. Speaking of queer, here's a good one to start out with. Dear Rusty, you are my pride and joy. You bring me many hours of spanking fun. Fuck you, bitch, and suck a fat dick. I ain't no fag. Your friend, Jesse.
Spectacular.
Okay, moving right along. Hello, Rusty. How are you doing today? I'm fine. Oh, and no matter what anyone says, your brother is not my child. In fact, when I fucked your mom, she said she was on the pill, so it's, no apostrophe, not my fault. Your good friend, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
That was one long sentence, one long run-on, by the way.
That's a pretty spectacular run-on, though.
Yes.
I think that makes it twice as funny.
Rusty, you still suck at baseball, and you know your dad paid the baseball coach for you could make team. Not just kidding.
Shipping and handles.
Yeah, this is fucking ridiculous. Rusty, have fun with yourself this summer. Don't fall off the bed.
I won't.
Krusty, you're a pervert.
I don't think you'd read that one before.
No, hope you spank the monkey too. It's been a great year. See you next year. Have a fun summer, killer. P.S.
Killer.
walk softly, but carry a big stick. Love, Sandy.
Oh, that little Asian girl who was in my math class. Yeah, I remember her.
Are there memories there?
No.
What's the backstory?
She just sat in front of me in math class.
Oh, well.
That's
she
the
thought
exciting...
you were a pervert, and she hopes you spanked the monkey.
Yeah. She was bizarre.
All right. Well, this is... Rusty, you're the coolest person in the world. Ha ha. Anyway, keep playing baseball. You may... Turn, and let's just point out that turn is spelled T-E-R-N, like the bird. You may turn pro. P.S. Hope you have all the luck with the ladies.
Wow, now, that's spectacular.
Let's see if, would you like to read some of mine?
I think you should just go right through mine, and then I'll read a few of yours.
Because, okay, so now we have junior year, and we're going to see if anybody has learned to maybe spell a little better. And this yearbook is fucking falling apart. I don't know what you did to it.
Well, maybe it's just the shoddy craftsmanship.
Maybe, yes.
I mean, you know, this is made by the fucking kids who write some of the stuff you just read, so...
that's a good point.
I mean, really.
All right, let's see. Rusty, I swear to God you will die from alcohol poisoning. Maybe someday I'll catch up. I doubt it. Anyway, I'm glad I got to know you. Peace, nigger. And this was written by a white guy, yes?
Yes, yes, correct.
P.S. Enjoy fucking a hole in the wall.
That was witty.
Well, there aren't any spelling errors in that one, so I guess that's a step in the right direction.
Excellent.
Okay, the rest of this comment isn't funny, but it ends with drink hard, so I'd just like to point that out. I won't read the whole rest of it because it's boring. There's a lot of references to drinking, and I'm trying to find...
Oh, you need to read one of Sabrina's.
Apparently you did a lot of driving around, too.
Yeah, I did. People. Well, we used to. We were so fucking bored out there in Cobb County that we would spend entire afternoons and evenings just driving around until we got lost and then finding our way back. That was before we started the destruction of property thing.
We'll get to that, too.
Yeah.
Rusty, it's been fun being in your lunch class. Is that a class?
What are they teaching in lunch class?
Russ, it's been fun throwing shit. Good luck in football, we'll whip ass.
How about that?
Okay, now here's one from Sabrina, who, for the record, you never attended a party with.
Yeah, never attended a party with Sabrina.
Okay, Rusty, don't get too, spelled T-O, wasted this summer. At least not without me. Maybe you'll luck out this summer and hook up with some... 3 minutes?
Some 3 minutes, yeah, like, you know, ha-ha, you know, like high school boys pop off instantly, ha-ha, 3 minutes.
So, shouldn't that be hook up for some, with some 3 minutes? Seems a little ESL.
Yeah.
English her second language?
English was her first language.
See you next year, Sabrina. P.S. I'll call you so we can go party.
We never partied.
Oh, that's just unfortunate, isn't it? Well, she mentions partying again in your senior yearbook. Rusty, well, it's over. We can finally get wasted and not have to worry about being okay for school. Good luck at college, and try not to get too, again spelled T-O, wasted.
Oh, boy.
Don't get into any more trouble. I'm really glad we stayed friends for so long. It was nice to know that I could tell someone my problems who understood them. Thanks. If you can, stay in touch. There's a phone number. See you at the parties. Love, Sabrina. Again.
I never saw her at the parties.
You never saw her at the parties. Now, there are just a couple of other ones here that I would like to point out because they're worth pointing out. Rusty, these 4 years have flown by. You were the first guy I ever drank with. Now I drink too much. Thanks, but it was fun. Good luck in college and life. I would also like to point out that in his junior year yearbook, Rusty drew a pot leaf.
But with the wrong number of leaves on it.
Apparently on purpose.
It looked more like a maple leaf. Well, not really.
Oh, I thought you said it was on purpose.
It was, well, it wasn't. It's not. Yeah, I mean, it was an accident, but I noticed it before anybody else did, and I was like, you know, fuck it, I'm not fixing it.
And he also drew a Confederate flag.
I sure did.
And beside the pot leaf, he wrote, summer fun.
I sure did. There was a lot of pot smoke in that year, but...
Hey. I can't find the one I was looking for, but there was one in one of these yearbooks that said, let's get drunk and destroy things. But yeah. I can't find it, so yeah, you'll just have to take my word on that.
A lot of destruction of property. Well, I've got one of Amber's yearbooks here. Maybe you can even hear it through the microphone. Well, let's start off with this one. Amber, you are cool. I suck. Love, Josh.
He did kind of suck.
Yeah, apparently. Let's see what else we have. Amber, hello. I am glad you joined drama. You are very talented and have a great personality. Stay sweet. Love always and God bless.
Oh, shucks.
Isn't that sweet? Amber, well, it's that time of year again. The year's over, and we get to start all over again next year. I hope all the boys die and never come back.
Whoa, hey, wait a second.
How about that? Yep, a little bit of a murderous streak there.
Who was that?
Sunny.
I have no idea who that is.
Maybe she commandeered your yearbook and just wrote shit in it.
That's possible.
Amber, you left me all alone with your yearbook. Ha, that wasn't smart. Now I can do anything I want with it. Guess what I'm going to do? Sign it.
Oh, Jesus, that guy's a fucking comedian, isn't he?
Well, you know, it started off strong. It was actually kind of funny at the beginning, and then...
It just really fell flat.
But, yeah, totally fell flat. Amber, I really enjoyed the Curious George tales. It was a great load of fun. Load.
We're not very mature.
No, we're not. We're in fifth grade, but... I'm glad we got to spend some time together. You're really easy to get along with and a really funny person. Good luck with all you do.
I'd like to point out before you continue your aside about fifth grade. I didn't know the term load in fifth grade. I don't know what you were talking about.
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that term. I didn't hear that term until, God, I don't know. I may have been out of high school.
That's impressive. Excellent work.
I'm a little ashamed of that fact. But.
Load. I mean, come on, Beavis and Butthead said that at some point. I'm pretty sure they did. Yeah,
they did. Maybe I didn't.
I mean, they at least made a reference the way I just did, like, load.
Maybe I thought they meant taking a shit. That's what it sounds more like to me, quite honestly.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, see, it goes either way. And in fact, if you were to say, I have a load in my pants, then that really could also go either way.
I instantly think of shit.
Well, you know, it's a tough call. I give it to you. Either way. All right, well, here's going to be our last yearbook signature here. This one's our keeper. Amber, I may not agree with everything you believe or you with me.
Excellent start.
But I think you are a wonderful person and have great potential. You're going... wrong you're there. You're going to be a great person.
I thought she said that I already am a wonderful person.
I think you're a wonderful person and have great potential. You're going to be a great person. Apparently, great is better than wonderful.
Okay, I got it.
One thing I have always wanted to tell you was that Jesus really does love you. You may not agree, but I love you like a sister. I've always wanted you to know that. I'll be praying for you always. And then she had a P.S. here. Stupid bitch. She said, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. For today has enough troubles of its own. That was supposedly Matthew 6:27, although I've been told it may not really be. I don't know. I don't read the Bible.
Who told you that it may not really be?
I don't know.
Okay, well, anyway,
maybe I'm just making shit up.
She's a dumb bitch.
Yeah. She's real stupid.
So this is... transition into what's going on with high school kids of today. Mm. They all have MySpace profiles. And we've decided to, for our new segment, each time pick a MySpace profile of a high school kid that's just particularly pathetic. And there is plenty of material out there.
No shortage of material.
And read from it. Because we weep for the future. So our inaugural installation...
of We Weep for the Future.
Would you like to read?
I'll do the honors. Today's specimen is Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
He is an 18-year-old male from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Pride of Knoxville.
Yeah. Yeah, it had to be Knoxville, didn't it, for our Weep for the Future
segment. Lot of the ones I've got bookmarked are from Knoxville. I'm just saying.
Well, you know. Oh, God. Look at all of Jesus' bullshit.
Where's he doesn't really have that long of a profile, quite
general
honestly.
Description?
It's just, it's there and there. He doesn't have a long one like a lot of
okay.
people. But there's just a couple of things that, there's really one okay. thing in particular that
yeah,
we like.
So let's see. His signature phrase that comes at the top is, Mank the Spunky. You know, like, spank the monkey. Isn't that clever?
I bet. His friends think that's hilarious.
I bet they think everything Jesus does is hilarious.
And you can find him on MySpace. His URL after the slash is the cheese stands alone.
Aren't there, are there underscores
on it? There's some underscores,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, really, whatever. So, Jesus' interests under general, hanging with friends, driving fast, and playing a little basketball. And, you know, I mean, I hear that, I think of, like, you know, and you know, watching a little porn.
Hey, he's a Christian.
His music bores the shit out of me, so I'm going to skip it. His movies, Dazed and Confused, Billy Madison, Training Day, Crash, Scarface, and The Godfather 1 through 3. The motherfucker likes Godfather 3. That's not cool. That's
I've never seen
that. That means he's putting it on there to sound smart is what that sounds like, because, you know, nobody likes Godfather 3. Mm. Television. Any college sports, here's a winner. Boy Meets World.
What the fuck?
Who the fuck watches that show? I mean, you know, it's not even Fred Savage. It's Fred Savage's little brother.
It's been in syndication for like 10 years.
It's the fucking scourge of the earth. I mean, it's, oh God, it's like the asshole of syndicated television.
Yeah.
Law and Order SVU.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
Look.
And Roseanne.
What? Roseanne?
Jesus is quite the Renaissance man.
I guess so.
When it comes to his entertainment.
Wow. But as we'll see, he doesn't care for readers.
We're about to hit the books. Books. Let me pause here for a second so I can stop laughing. Usually I don't read, not even those gay books Mrs. Earle assigns. I am somehow passing her classes still. Oh, yeah.
Now, does it say what high school he attends on there?
It does somewhere, I thought.
I thought it did, too, or maybe just one of his friends. But anyway, if any of you know a Mrs. Earle at a Knoxville area high school, I think it was like Hills High School,
something like that, yeah.
Please give us her number, because we would love to call her and find out what Jesus's final grade in her class was, and whether she was aware that he was not doing the reading.
Yeah, I would like to get Mrs. Earle on Skype and ask her about Jesus's academic performance. I'm a little concerned about Jesus. I'm concerned he might not.
As we all should be.
Have a future. Oh, Gibbs Young Life. That's one of his groups.
You know, I read one of his blog posts, though, and he said that he's not going to be going to his church youth group anymore because he doesn't feel that it's right for him anymore. Yeah. Oh, did you read his hero? Who's his hero?
Oh, where's his hero?
It should be under books.
Oh, here we go. Heroes, the creator of cheese. He's the man.
That's actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... So stay tuned for next time, our next installment of We Weep for the Future. Like we said, there's no shortage of material. And if you have MySpace profiles that you would like to nominate for inclusion on this segment, please do not hesitate to send them our way.
Absolutely. Email them to info@gapodcastnetwork.com.
We have one item remaining.
This is our last item for the show here.
And the topic is, we've all been there, fellas.
We've all been there, fellas.
It's a phrase that can be used in many situations.
I think you could throw a pregnant pause between any one of those words and make it more amusing. But anyway, the source of we've all been there, fellas, was this dude showed up to my site. I had randomly transcribed a Robert Frost poem that I had heard on... I think I heard it on Meet the Press, oddly enough. They had a flashback to when Robert Frost actually came on the program and read it. And I believe the poem was called The Objection to Being Stepped On. And so this Robert Frost fanatic commented...
And who knew there was such a thing?
Yeah, who knew there was such a thing? Commented on my site. And it was an innocuous enough comment. There, you know, I didn't detect any strangeness there. But little did I know, we went over to the guy's site and read this dissection of. I don't think it was that poem.
I think it was a different one.
It was a different poem.
I don't know which one it was.
Anyway.
It was all about sex.
Yeah,
the whole thing. Dissection was.
His whole dissection was, and I didn't get that from the poem, but, you know...
Apparently he did.
Apparently he did.
Pages and pages.
Anyway, part of his review, he said, and he massively climaxed in her.
No, the direct quote was... He is climaxing massively.
So, now...
And I don't think that...
And later on...
Yeah.
In the... or it might have even been earlier. I don't remember exactly where.
It wasn't in reference to that.
But it wasn't in reference to that. He was talking about lusting after a woman, or probably was, even kissing a woman, something
he was,
like
he
that.
He was talking about the smell of her fluids can send a man to nirvana, I think was the term.
Some horseshit like that. And yeah. and then as the character or whatever was thinking about it, he said, "We've all been there, fellas."
Who says that in an essay?
And so this was supposedly an academic dissection of this Robert Frost poem. And in the middle of it, there's, "We've all been there, fellas." So anyway, moving on from the source of it, we're thinking of having a intentionally bad movie review segment called
Climaxing Massively.
Yes. And so I guess we're curious to hear your thoughts on that.
And the point of titling it as such is that now when anybody describes it, they have to tell this whole backstory.
Yeah. So, yeah, we can get a bunch of people talking about climaxing massively. And, you know, you get to talk about climaxing massively. And,
topic.
And it throws a little attention our way, too. So everybody wins.
One last thing, especially now that we have Skype. We can do this as a Skype deal, or we can just do it as reader submissions. Again, I would like to put out the call for people to send me sex and relationship questions, because this was not my idea. This was somebody else's idea that they thought they would like to hear me, for whatever reason, answer sex and relationship questions. So if you have any, send them, or, you know, you could call on Skype and we could do that thing, and we'll all talk about sex. All right, thanks.
Good night and good luck.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you know a Georgia band or a hippie with a guitar that would like to have their music featured in a podcast, have them contact us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com. This way, the ending of the shows won't seem so abrupt.